We continue our reading of God's Word in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. Today we read Romans 4, verses 1 to 12. You'll find it on page 1197 using the Pew Bible. Paul is continuing his teaching of justification through faith alone. In chapters 1 to 3, he showed biblically how no one can be justified by works of the law because we're condemned by our sin. How are we justified? At the end of Romans 3, he explained we are justified through faith in Christ alone. Now, in chapter 4, he's going to use an illustration to prove it. The illustration is the life of Abraham, of course, the great father of the Israelites. And he says, how was Abraham saved? It wasn't by works. It was by faith. In fact, Genesis 15:6 is the episode. He believed the Lord. It was credited to him as righteousness. And so don't think that you're justified in a different way than Abraham was. And he works this out with some great statements. Verses 4 to 6 contain an expression that his faith is counted as righteousness. Now, the language used there is that of the imputation of righteousness. This is the Bible's teaching. This is one of the proof texts. That by believing in the Lord Jesus, his righteousness is imputed to you. You receive the record of his obedience. And you are as righteous before God as he is. Not because you are righteous, but because his righteousness is reckoned to you. The imputation of the righteousness of Christ. And Paul points out there's two ways you can get something. You can either earn it or it can be given to you as a gift. He says we have been justified as a gift through the imputation that we receive through faith alone. He adds what an important statement this is in verse 5. He is therefore the God who justifies the ungodly. Our faith does not make us godly people. I mean, God's not so easily fooled. We are ungodly people. We are sinners. We are guilty of our past sins, and we'll do more. But in our own natures, even as Christians, we are not meritorious. But God justifies by his grace ungodly people. How does he do that? Through the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's the burden we have here. Let's have that in mind as you hear the reading of Romans 4, 1 to 12. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he'd been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that the righteousness would be counted to them as well. And to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.